This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, this weekend I was faced with something quite embarrassing. I had to help my daughter with her maths homework, and we were struggling until she even went to bed. But when she was going to bed, she said to me, "Mama, are you good at maths?" And I had to say, "No, baby, I suck at maths."
Yeah, hey, maths, no.
And that was so, it was difficult to say. And she said,
"We are raising engineers here." I'm telling you.
So anyway, Human Rights and Youth Empowerment Organization Africa Unite, they held a discussion with stakeholders in Cape Town to look into trends of schools in the area doing away with the subjects mathematics and physical science. And according to Education MEC in the Western Cape, over the period of 2014 and 2022, 23 schools have phased out physical sciences and 26 schools have phased out mathematics.
Why?
Well, and these are attributed to a number of challenges, and one being the difficulty in acquiring the qualified maths and physical science teachers, number one.
Okay.
But beyond that issue of not finding the teachers, it is reported that between 2017 and 2022, 11,730 grade 10 learners changed from maths to maths literacy, and between 2014 and 2022, 38,912 grade 11 learners changed maths for maths literacy, and during the same period, 37,030 grade 12 learners made the same switch. So at 6:45, we are going to be looking at this matter with an educational expert.
When I met you today, like, you know, I would like to believe that during our time,
yeah,
we were not given that option. There was no maths literacy.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
you had to.
Yeah, it was maths. You choose either standard grade or higher grade.
Yeah,
you know, those
yeah
are the only options that you had.
Yeah.
And the same goes for physical science as well.
Mm. Yeah.
But if they had given me an opportunity, you know, to also perform way better when you look at my overall results, I would have gotten rid of those two subjects. I mean, math science is a guy one of them, guys.
I mean, I know there are schools.
Well, I want to know what you should wear now. Fanas. I mean,
Mara, what
are you doing? When you get to high school, I think there should be that option. So I don't want to do this anymore. I'm facing it out of my life.
Mm.
I know what I'm focusing on and what I want to study. It has nothing to do with maths.
Na maths go bula nnete ke a go berekisi mamotla mo mmereko ngo go dira akere. Yeah, so
maths, when you study law, o tsena kae? What is it?
Mm-mm. Maybe the documents go divala or the case number. I can say
but no. I'm saying when you get to grade 10 or you get to grade 11. Clearly by then we assume that you have a picture of what you want to do.
Yeah.
And if those two subjects are going to compromise your performance, then why don't you trade them in for something that will, you know.
Guys, we can't walk around mathless.
Primary school, you came with it. You know, from ECG, you came with it all the way. Primary school. When you get to high school, at least be given that option to say, but me, what I want to do, this maths, this science, next.
But even if you're accounting, if you need maths,
let the one who is interested in doing accounting take maths. Yeah. And let those that want to pursue speech and drama go with other subjects that support that. You don't think
voice.
So? Yeah? Even the pass rate would improve.
This guy in Nalimo School of Math and Science or something.
I realized what I had.
We need engineers. We need Mimetseyeu.
I agree with you, my sister. We are on the same page.
Thank
but
you.
I'm saying let the one who is interested in engineering the road be the one that takes up maths.
Maragas.
Me, if I just want to write drama Yagua as APC, I'm not going to need math.
John.
Hey, Uchunda Maths at Science at School, are you currently utilizing it in your current position? 17 minutes before 7 on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's Heart of Frequency. Fresh squeeze. Western Cape schools are doing away with maths and science as they fail to find qualified teachers.
But you know, if you really think about it, if you go back to your high school years,
yeah,
and you had to choose maths, you find that sometimes you get scared about high grade the high grade paper, and you think, okay, maybe let me downgrade to standard grade. Mm. But sometimes they would say, no, go for high grade, because if you fail, you still fall on the standard grade. Mm. So there's, I think in a way, we've sort of like been trying to find ways to dodge math for a long time.
Yeah.
I think we've been. And so, yeah, it is what it is.
We have been. The very same way that, I mean, I figured at some point that, you know what, as long as I know Huye More and as long as I know Danki, I might not need this Afrikaans, so let me just drop the Afrikaans for speech and drama, and that's what I did.
But there are people who aspire for careers that demand maths and science, and
let
they have to...
Let them do it peacefully so. I want to chat. Let them do it peacefully so. When you get to high school, from a grade 10, grade 11... Give them that option to go ahead and focus on this DM.
No, man. But you know how we've been told that math opens up more opportunities for more careers. But anyway, you and I are just talking amongst ourselves. We have an educational expert who will help us navigate this conversation.
We welcome our guest this morning, educational expert Thabiso Matipa. Timen, thank you for making time. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. I mean, do you think this is shocking news from what we are getting in the Western Cape, certain schools trying to do away with maths and physical science? Does it come as a surprise to you?
Of course, it shook me. It shook me, but considering the fact that in some institutions they are not even good math teachers or they are not even math teachers at all, one would not be surprised, because you find that kids are just having the whole year to themselves without a good math teacher in front of them.
Mm.
And that makes them to lose interest and not want to do the subject because they feel it is just an addition into our subject makeup, but it's not going to take us anywhere.
Yeah.
Because we would not pass at all.
You know, as much as you were shook, this is what scares me very personally, is sometimes, a lot of the times, especially in our black schools and townships and villages, you find that some kids are not even quite sure, you know, which career path they would like to follow. And, you know, yes. I was just telling Complexion right now that sometimes we were told that math, it really opens up, it opens you more up to more opportunities in terms of your career choice. I mean, from what we're hearing in this, do you think this move was well thought through?
No. I don't think it was well thought out, because much as we say maths is not it's not the principal subject that can open much more doors for a lot of people, we still have people that would still make it even without maths. But removing maths or scrapping maths completely is just a bad move, because we still have critical career choices which need this mathematics as a prerequisite. Maybe let me also highlight this to yourselves. As a math and science teacher, mathematics does not link directly into different career paths, as in you'll be doing math every day or what. But math as a higher order subject than physics, they have a potential of producing people that are critical thinkers, innovative thinkers, people who have high thinking orders. Their arguments are up to that particular level, which is very high, because the nature of these two subjects are not for people who are just average thinkers, so to say. So mathematics just sort of stretches out one's mind to be able to see things which are not being seen by other people who are just not doing mathematics. So it's about critical thinking, it's about innovation. That's why we've got engineers, people who build bridges. I mean, how would you think you can have a road in a sea? I mean, that's critical thinking. Mm. That's where math and science come in. They stretch your mind. They cause you to see things which are not seen by other people.
Mm. Yeah, I agree with you. And particularly if we look at the schools in the Western Cape, which has got rid of maths for everybody. And if we were to have a different, slightly different approach towards this issue and say, let's give our learners the opportunity to say, with what I want to pursue, I'm not going to need this maths. So let me focus on that rather. I mean, grade 10, grade 11, that's where you introduce the idea of then phasing out that maths and science from, you know, based, this is motivated by what they'll be interested in pursuing in the following year.
Yeah, I think that can also work. Remember, the frustration that is in our schools is due to people not knowing what they want.
Yes.
And one other challenge, Complexion, that I need to put to yourself is that the doing of mathematics is not so much compulsory, but there are cases where parents of learners are the ones who force their kids to do math, even when they know that these kids are not sort of capable of doing the subject, because parents would be wanting to score some votes in the communities and everything. They force kids into doing mathematics. But the truth is, if we were to have intensive career guidance and scrutiny of what these kids are good at from young ages. Mm. We would have schools of specializations where we would direct our kids to, according to their levels of IQ, according to their capability of certain subject decisions. We would not have problems because we would know, okay, there is that school there, there's a metal science, where are this type of people? There's a Cecilia Kua, these are the skills. Where are this type of people? We would not have problems with that.
Yeah. Mm. And when you look at our province compared to other provinces, I mean, how is the uptake of qualified teachers for the subjects in question?
Of late, I can confidently say I see a lot of interest in young people pursuing teaching and most of them also taking math and science. Okara, the interest is being aroused and they are coming in numbers year in, year out. But I still see that there is a mismatch between some of the good old maths and science teachers who are going on retirement versus these ones who are coming in. This is why in some instances we still have a lot of foreign national teachers working in our schools because the numbers do not balance. Mm. But because we are having an increased interest, one thing that I still see that needs to be done is the capacitating of this math and science teachers in our country, these sons and daughters of the soil. There's a lot that needs to be done in terms of having them grounded, having them loving their job, having them being passionate, having them giving it their all. A friend of mine was telling me, Malavare, I'm not sure if being a good math and science teacher is a curse or a blessing, because these are subjects which would always keep you at school, weekends, mm. holidays, mm. anytime. Yeah, so you need a high level of passion to be able to triumph and have your kids making it. Mm-hmm. And he even further said, maybe if you're going to be a family man, a family woman, you need to strike a balance because you may not make it completely what you want.
And that's the sad reality, you know. And it doesn't only end there.
Because now, speaking of people like ourselves, you have to balance. I mean, you have to balance.
But Tabitha, I know a little lover to can take a mojolo. I know you must make sure we're gonna. Girl or guy must be able to do maths. I mean, you were the national champion for maths and physics. I mean, when are you a cover, didn't you?
Yeah, no, I am.
Yeah.
But I want this thing. Yeah. This is my passion and the cry of my heart.
Yeah.
I want to see more young teachers in my country, in my province, having the energy that is expected of these two subjects, young teachers under G, having the passion, having the love of this teaching as a profession. And I believe that if we can have all these skills, good skills, the love, the passion, inculcated in a lot of them, we will not have a problem as a country. Kids will love the subject. Kapebana, they pass the subject not just because we are good teachers or what. They also pass the subject because we have this good energy. We are passionate.
Yeah.
When we get to class, we give them this energy. We are positive because energies are contagious. So we cannot shy away from that. You can't go to class and you're tired and you're not interested. You are bored. You don't want to do it. But if we love what we do, I tell you, we will consume a lot of learners and have them into loving the subject.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, that energy you guys have does not rub off on us as parents, because the very same kids are teaching us this math that we are teaching them. We can't help them. We don't understand what's going on. We have no clue at all, and we're talking about kids in primary here. No, maybe the syllabus has changed that much.
And it's not really that complicated, because the math that I did when I was at high school is the math that I'm doing now, That's that, of course, only a few changes here and there in terms of, I guess there was OBE, there was curriculum 2005, there was NCS, now there's CAPS. They are just an exchange of topics. This topic was once there, it was once phased out, now it's brought back. It's only those few dynamics, but there's not much changes at all, to be honest.
Let me tell you, even us as fathers, we have moved that responsibility to the ladies. They are the ones that are assisting with the homework. Say, it's very difficult.
And it's a strong, because you are the head. You must show your leadership.
In maths.
You must not misrepresent me when I complexion.
No. That's why I guess I have no balance. I padile maths.
I want a cramwork at high school. But anyway, so you're going to leave it here.
Speaking of cramwork, we must also move to a culture where we teach maths for understanding, not maths for passing. We have learners who have level 7 straight distinctions in maths, but they don't know maths. They have just crammed maths for passing, but they can't apply maths in real life. We need to also correct that in future.
Are you what timen maradilo a di balance ga momona ga no na re paletse ke bo di Saturday schools le di private tutors, you know. I'm the last person to speak, but we appreciate your time this morning. That's all the time we've had for this conversation.
Please multiply yourself, Tabiso. That was educational expert Tabiso Matida.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.